Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I hope this finds you doing really well in your life. You know, I know that for a lot of people right now that things are a bit chaotic or a little crazy with things going on in the world. I get it. And that makes it even more impressive that you are somebody who is here, who's continuing to lift yourself and expand your mind and your energy and your health and your life. It's just so incredible. And, you know, that's exactly where I was during my injury. My entire world had turned upside down. Everything, literally. And that's what I was doing, was figuring out, working with my mind and my energy and expanding it and all of that. And it really changed my entire life. And so, you know, if you are somebody who is experiencing a lot of chaos or upside downness feeling in your life right now, I get it. And even if you're somebody who's not, you know, awesome and continuing to up level and expand your mind. It's just, again, so impressive no matter where you are. And I have to say, today is an awesome episode. It is packed with information. You know, as I was working with our volunteer, so many different topics came up and left insights on everything from shifting energy with money to opening up her own gifts and what that looked like, and also releasing physical pain. And so there were so many different things that came up for her. And by the way, you're absolutely going to love her. She's lovely. She has a wonderful sense of humor and she's so sweet. You just want to hug her. I even say that a few times as I'm working with her. I'm like, oh my God, I just want to hug you. She's precious. She's sweet. She's insightful. Great self-awareness. So you're absolutely going to love her. And as I'm working with her, actually, there was a topic that came up for me that was a bit awkward. I mean, she handled it like a champ, but I was a bit like, okay, well, this is awkward. And so, and by the way, really quickly, if you're thinking that it has to do with sex, that's not it. I've had that come up with plenty of people for a variety of different reasons. So it's probably a bit different than you might think. And again, she handled it perfectly, so it's all good. But definitely for me, it was a bit outside of my comfort zone. So thank you, universe, for that. And of course, I'm joking. As we all know, everything happens for a reason, and each episode is divine timing. And so on that note, let's go ahead and dive in with our volunteer today, Melissa. Here we go. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi, it's wonderful to connect with you.
I'm excited.
I love that you're excited. I love that. And what can I help you with today? I know you sent in a form and I have not read it at all.
Okay.
I like to just come in, just, you know, and find out myself too.
Okay. I actually have a bunch of stuff going on, the priority being sciatica, because that's chronic pain for 15 years. It's to the point where I can't even work anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that. That is not fun.
That is so not fun.
Yeah. I don't recommend it for anybody, actually.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what is your current level right now of sciatica?
Well, I'm not moving, so it's about a 3 or 4.
Okay. And if you were to move, how much more would it typically go up?
It would go up to at about a 6 or 7. I would stop whatever I was doing. Yeah.
Bingo. Ah, interesting. Okay.
Because
Well,
that's
this
when
is
I'm
fun.
standing, the nerve is being pinched more.
Yeah, bingo. You're gonna like this message.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. All right, so here we go. All right, so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. Bingo. All right, so I'm gonna ask you to breathe, and I'm gonna ask you, bingo. If you can clearly feel the 3 or 4 right now, right?
Yeah.
Of pain? Okay. And give me 1 second. So I would as I'm feeling into it, would say 4.5, about a 4.6, but we'll go with your 3.4. But
Okay.
I'm feeling you. I got
I've been
I've
in
got you.
absolutely brutal, mind-numbing pain with this before. So in comparison to that, yeah.
I hear you. Like, 3.4 isn't bad at all. So
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay. And all right, so I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And we're going to go in a couple different ways. So this, for some people, this is going to be a topic that's going to be a little bit harder to see on,
Okay.
but it's a great message behind it. So we'll go in one way, and we'll see if you can see here. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a very quick moment. Notice I mentioned to her that where we're going today is going to be a great message. And that it might be a bit sensitive along the way for a lot of people. And so, going into this, we're going to go a few different ways. And so, that's what I wanted to share with you is we are going to go a few different routes going in, but it's all really powerful information. And we're going to start with shifting some energy towards money and really looking at some insights there. And then we'll get into some more of the sensitive stuff. So that's where we're going, and I'll just kind of break it down as we go to make it really simple. All right, so let's dive back in with Melissa. If I ask you how much you can find the feeling of having guilt towards money, 0 to 10, what's your level?
I can find it.
0 to 10, what would you say?
I think it's a 7 or 8.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And first and foremost, if you think about having guilt in your energy towards money, if somebody has guilt in their energy towards money, how do you think that's going to do for them financially?
I know from firsthand experience how that's going to do for them financially. It's gonna be really crappy.
It seems like for me, it seems like you might be an expert in this
Oh
area.
yeah. Yes, darling, I am.
Okay, well
Beast of
let's
Bremen.
get let's undo that. And I love your subject. So I'm gonna ask you to breathe. I love your sense of humor. Really great. So I'm gonna ask you to breathe. And bingo. And by the way, if I ask you how long you've had this feeling going on of guilt towards money, how long would you say that is?
Since I was little. Absolutely, since I was little.
Yeah. What age do you get? Just so you
The
know,
memory's about
I get
seven,
about.
but my intuition says about 5.
So I get, I guess, age four. Age
Okay,
four.
yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't know if it was your poker games at age four that were, you
I
know.
sucked at poker at age 4.
I'm gonna assume, and so I don't know if the guilt's from that or from, you know, your businesses at age four. I mean, that could be. So I'm gonna ask you to breathe for a moment. And I want you to notice the feeling of the guilt towards money and how ridiculous it is.
Well, especially at age
I'm
4,
gonna ask you to breathe.
yeah. But we
Well,
live
of
in a soup
course,
of our
then you.
parental conditioning, so.
Exactly, and there's actually more to it.
Oh, okay.
There's a layer underneath that's a bigger piece of it.
Ah.
Absolutely. So that's where we're going. But what happens is this, is that when we have a pattern of guilt, feeling guilt towards money, then of course we'll find reasons to feel guilty towards money. And so can you see how you now also have accumulated reasons to feel guilty towards money through your life? Can you see that?
Sure. Yeah. And the whole
Totally.
not
Great. So
deserving
I'm
and
going to ask
not
you to
being able
breathe.
to attract it kind of thing.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what I want you to do is just you go ahead and keep that and let me know how that goes for your financial future.
Well, it hasn't gone well so far, so I predict the same for the future if I hang on to it. So let's just let it go.
What's that? What
Let's
was that
just
last part
let
you
it
said?
go.
There you go. I'm going to
Let
ask
it
you to breathe.
go. Let it go.
There we go. Hey. Hey. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. You're fun. There we go. And bingo. All right. So I'm going to say that again. Now you just go ahead and hold on to all those guilty stories and that guilty feeling and let me know how that goes for you if you want, or
No, thank
you
you.
could let it go.
Letting go is good.
Letting go is good. Great. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. Yes. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And can you give me your mom's initial?
Her birth name, her mom, my mom's initial is S, but the name everyone called her, the initial is J.
Bingo. Okay. So J actually registers. Bingo.
Okay.
Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo. And I want you to notice the part of you. As a child, there's a feeling of feeling guilty for having things when others had less. Can you find that?
I can.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo. And 0 to 10, how much can you see that in your childhood, a feeling of feeling guilty for having more if others have less? How much can you see that?
Oh, 8 to 10. Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to picture our world where if other people have less, then everybody who has more feels guilty because others have less. So then they try to have less and less and less. And then we just become where everybody's looking around and trying to not have more than the person with the least amount of the least. How great does that look for our world?
That looks like global poverty.
Looks like global poverty. Looks like a mess. Looks
It
like
looks like a
starvation. It looks
mess.
terrible. It looks depression. Yeah. Now instead, I want you to picture that people are everywhere are doing and growing and adding value to the world and adding value and in adding value, and that's what they're doing. And it's valuable for others and they're making money. And then so others can be inspired and want to find, something that does great. Everybody's wanting to up level and to have more and to do more and to be more and what that world would look like.
Right, prosperity and abundance is contagious and it's much brighter.
It's yeah, absolutely and inspiring and all those things. And so, bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe and ask you which world you would rather live in.
Prosperity.
Prosperity. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe and I'm going to ask you, do you need to feel guilty for having more than others? Or instead, can you feel like your goal is to be your best self? Your goal is to be that. And note that it will look great. By the way, bingo, if I ask you how much you feel like it's important, then more and more people are waking up and more people are empowered. How much would you say that's true?
That's very true.
It's very true, right?
Yeah, I would love
And
that.
so if you think about it, if I said, oh yeah, there's this group of spiritual people that know their thoughts help create their life, and by the way, most of them are sick and broke.
Ooh, I used
Can
to
you
be a
see the
member
rest
of
of the
that
world?
club until today.
Right? And so, by the way, if they were advertising, be like, "Hey, come be spiritual. You can be sick and broke." Would you be like, "No, thanks."
Yeah,
So,
I would let that one go.
yeah, totally. So, I'm gonna ask you to breathe. going to ask you to change clubs.
Okay.
To the one that's spiritual and happy and healthy and empowered and happy to be making money and feeling good about it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. And if I ask you how much guilt you want to hold on to, what's your level? 0 to 10?
I would like to hang on to 0 or less, please.
Great. Can you say that again? You'd like to hold on to how much?
0 or less.
Great. I'm going to ask you to take that in. Bingo. Bingo. Good, good, good. Beautiful. And if I ask you your current level of pain, what's your level? 0 to 10?
2.
2? Okay. Mm-hmm. Bingo. So that is about... Bingo. I have about a 1.8. So great job with your energy. So 2, same right in there.
Mm-hmm.
So great job with your energy. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay. Now the other piece that just came up. Okay. So the other piece that's up also, it says, but I'm really a bad person. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And can you find that voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell a WTF, like shush up?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to breathe.
I know where it comes from and it's not mine.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want to talk about the last time that you robbed a bank. Let's start.
Well, it was when fun, was that exactly? But I feel really bad about it.
Yeah, you'd feel even worse if it really happened. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, I want to just note that Melissa didn't actually rob any banks. And so hopefully you picked up on the playful sense of humor and just silliness going back and forth. But I wanted to be really careful that nobody took the information seriously, just because I know that sometimes sense of humor can get lost a bit in language or cultural translation. You know, right now this podcast episodes have been playing in over 70 different countries, which I love. And I just always want to be a bit cautious about that, to not spread any false rumors about Melissa. You know, if you've ever watched a foreign film before where people may have been laughing at jokes in a certain culture that you didn't really find very funny, that can happen, of course, between one culture to another, or different language barriers and all of that. So I just wanted to be really clear. You know, she's so wonderful and so sweet and fabulous that I just wanted to make sure to make a point not to say anything that could possibly be spread as false information about her. So on that note, let's go ahead and continue. I am going to break this down even more when it comes to money, to really open it up and provide insight as to the shift that we're making. So you'll see where it's going as we continue. So let's go ahead and dive back in with Melissa. And I want you to think about the last time that you took an old lady's purse.
Yeah.
When was that exactly?
Never.
Never. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you if you're sure you're bad.
I'm not sure at all.
Bingo. Yeah, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment and see how that doesn't make any logical sense.
No.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good job with your energy. Bingo. And I want you to think about the last time you were out on the corner dealing drugs. When was that?
Long time ago.
Great, so I'm going to ask you.
Past life. I don't know.
I'm having a hard time finding that in your energy, but yet somehow there's I'm bad in your energy.
I know.
Can you explain that, please? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And just for a moment, bingo. Can you bring in the awareness and the feeling that you are a good person?
Yeah.
But maybe you've made mistakes and blah, blah, blah. Bingo. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to look around the world, and I want you to think about every single person. So I want you to bring into your awareness every single person who has never made a mistake and is perfect. I want you to go ahead and bring all of those people in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how many did you come up with?
It's an empty room, doll.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to bring in the feeling that you are a good person. That sure, maybe like everybody else, you've made some mistakes in the past and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But that you're a good person.
Yeah.
And ask you to bring that in. Bingo. Bingo. Okay. Now what comes up is it says, but it's bad to have money. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And what if it's not? What if it's actually not bad to have money?
Well,
if you think about it for a moment.
Thing.
Yeah. So I want you to just for a moment bring in your awareness. Bring into your awareness that Mother Teresa was a millionaire.
She was, wasn't she?
She was. So I'm going to ask you to bring that into your consciousness. And remind your mind that it's not bad to have money. Actually, it's quite smart. Food, shelter, water makes life easier.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, people who have more money actually live longer. Interesting, right? So I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain, 0 to 10. What's your level?
It's still about a 2, actually, maybe a 2.5.
Mm-hmm. So it went up, that's what I was about, a 2.6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bingo. And that, bingo. What came in is there is this feeling of feeling like it is bad to have money. And as soon as I went there, it went back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
You go ahead and hold on to the feeling that it's bad to have money.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is going to just work on manifesting and creating more abundance in their life. And let me know how that goes for you.
Oh, I'd rather not.
Okay, great. And if I ask you, by the way, you know that money is a piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's bad about the piece of paper?
Nothing.
Okay. But why would it be bad to have money? Can you please explain that? Break that down for me. Name one reason.
Some
one
people do
reason.
Bad things with their money.
Yes. And.
And I'm not a good
If you
person.
Think about it for a moment.
Mm-hmm. But it's not the money itself.
Exactly. Not only that, but are there people who have cut themselves with scissors? Are there people who have gotten an accident with a car or done bad things with a car? Or even if you think about a hammer,
mm-hmm.
you know, a hammer can build a beautiful house for us to live in and shelter. And I'm sure somebody's hit somebody with a hammer before. I mean, any object
is not the object
can be used in a negative way.
Yeah.
Like even a pen, if you think about it,
mm-hmm.
a pen can be used to write a love letter.
Mm-hmm.
Or a pen can be used to write mean, hateful things,
mm-hmm.
or even a computer. A computer can be used to, right now, most of us with COVID and all that, everybody's working from home, all these things.
Yeah.
Computers help out hugely. And also there are some people that use them to hack things and use them in negative ways, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now computers are bad, cars bad, pens are bad, hammers are bad, scissors, I mean, now everything's just bad. Awesome.
None of them are bad. It's intention.
Okay, so I'm gonna. There you go. So I'm gonna ask you to breathe, and I'm gonna push you a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, can you stop being so judgy towards money?
It is. It is judgy.
Great. So, are you ready to let go of your judginess?
Yes.
Okay. So now, you're wonderful. I love your playful personality. It's just fun. So if I ask you just for a moment. if you can look at money and you could stop being judgy about it. And yes, of course, great things are done with it. People everywhere, like if you look at people, it helps people eat. It helps people live. It helps people to be educated. It helps people to have clothes and shoes and shelter and life and travel to see loved ones and, you know, and do all kinds of things with money and have running water and all of these things. And so if you look at all of the things that money actually helps with, how could you possibly call it bad?
Right. Yeah.
If there was somebody who was starving on the streets and I gave them this quote unquote bad thing called money, how much would it help them to actually eat?
Right. Yeah.
And you want to call that bad? That
I don't want to.
Great. Someone asked you to breathe. Yeah, you go ahead and keep that belief, but it doesn't make any freaking sense whatsoever.
No, I know.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. All right. Someone asked you to notice your level of pain. 0 to 10, what's your level?
It's about a 2.
Bingo. Bingo. Give me a second. Bingo. So I have it was about a 1.95, so it's gone back down a bit. Bingo, give me 1 second. It says, I'm not letting this one go. I'm right.
Oh, yeah, I'm right syndrome.
There is a, bingo, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Bingo. There is a strong feeling. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so I love your awareness. And here we go. Okay, so we're going to go to maybe in another vulnerable spot.
Okay.
All right, so I want you to notice there's a feeling of a spiritual righteousness. Can you see that?
Huh, okay.
Bingo. Kind of like this. If I said, I'm very righteous, I'm better than money, I'm better than this negative things that other people do, and I'm more righteous and holier and spiritual than that.
Huh.
Can you see that?
I'm willing to see it. Give me a sec.
That. Yes.
Okay.
Great. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. I'm going to ask you to breathe and just ask yourself, what if I didn't have to be righteous over money?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. Yes. Okay. And I want you to notice your level of pain right now, real quick.
It doesn't seem to have shifted, but it feels kind of different.
Okay. Bingo. Say that again. Bingo. There we go. Bingo. So I have about a level, I have about a 1.2 right now.
Oh, okay.
Bingo. What is your level that you're feeling? If you're feeling, if you're feeling higher, tell me and I'll look around for another.
Bingo. Yeah. I'm feeling 2 with little spikes.
Bingo. 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 Okay. So what I have is I have about a 1.2 in the sciatic, but the SI joint has about a, bingo, about a 1.9 right there. Bingo. Do you feel that or is that what, do you notice that also or no?
The SI is below the sciatic?
No, the SI joint is above. Bit above, it's like in the upper glute area.
Okay.
Bingo.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. All right. Bingo. Give me 1 second. That. Okay. So I'm gonna ask you just for a moment to breathe, and I want you to notice the deep feeling of feeling like money is a very bad thing.
Okay. Feels a little scary.
Bingo. Wow. I'm going to ask you to breathe and I want you to notice. What's that?
It's a little bit of a scary feeling. like something so bad it's scary.
Okay. Right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, I mentioned in the very beginning that I was going to try a few different angles to shift this because I wanted to avoid going too sensitive. So I was trying to not go in too direct, but it's not working the way I needed to fully. And the guilt is there for a reason and bad towards money. And so, really, what's happening is it's mirroring in her mind. And I'll break that down as we go. But as I go in, I'm going to be super direct with her. In fact, you'll notice I'll say to her, "All right, well, I'm going to be more direct. And if you want to change your name at the end, we can do that," just because I never want to put anybody too much on the spot. So I've had episodes before where somebody felt really uncomfortable that I was like, "Okay, well, as long as all of the information in it is accurate and transparent, great, I'll just change the name." Now, she's amazing and she's a rock star at this, so she didn't even want to change her name, which is perfect, and there wasn't a reason to. But I was just being really sensitive. I always want to be really careful when working with somebody else's emotions. So I was more off with it all than she even was. So again, it's going to sound like it's a big deal, and it's not really, but it's just a sensitive spot. And so that's what came up. So anyway, that's where we're going. Also, speaking of full transparency, there was a part of me that was hemming and hawing for a couple minutes, really ultimately trying to figure out a different way around it so I didn't have to go in so to a sensitive spot. And I actually have cut that part out, and it's just me saying, you know, breathe and, you know, take a breath. And so I just want to be transparent with you because I don't typically cut out any length of information or anything like that. And again, this isn't information. It was just me hemming and hawing and going, "Oh, okay, breathe. Okay." And there was even one part which she was like, "I'm still breathing." And so I figured instead of boring you for 2 minutes or so of me just telling her to breathe, I would just cut that part out. So if any part of you feels like, "Oh my God, I wish I had that part," just listen to me say breathe for 2 minutes and you pretty much have it. So anyway, we are going to go into the sensitive spot a bit, and I don't want to make a big deal of it. It's not that big of a deal. I'm just always really hypersensitive to how I make other people feel. And so, anyways, here we go. Let's go ahead and dive back in with Melissa. Bingo. All right, so this is what I want to do. I'm just going to go where we need to go,
Okay.
okay? And then at the end, if you want to change your name at any point, we'll figure out a way to do that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Will
What's that?
do. That's good. Thank you.
Okay, great. Because where I'm going to go is going to feel a bit more vulnerable,
Okay.
but I just want to be able to get the results.
Okay.
And so I'm going to push a bit more, okay? And so I'm just going to push like we're not recording. And then if we need to change your name, if you want to do that, then we'll do that. But let's just be in it 100%. Does that sound
Do
good?
it. Yes.
All right, so I want to show you something, okay? So here we go.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to just come along for the ride. So I want to show you really quickly, okay?
Okay.
So, bingo. So I want you to notice the way that you want to make money. Can you see that there's a specific field of area of work that you're wanting to be in and make money in? Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. And I want you to notice your level of pain right now. 0 to 10, what's your level?
About a 1.5 to 2. Oh, just spike,
Okay.
2.5.
Okay, so notice the spike.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you to say, "I'm willing to change that and be open to whatever is in my best and highest good."
I'm willing to change that and be open to whatever is in my highest good.
Great, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, I'm going to ask you to look at what the plan was of where you're wanting to make money. And I'm going to ask you again to say, I'm really willing to change that.
I'm really willing to change that and be open
to whatever is in my best and highest good.
To whatever is in my best and highest good.
Bingo. I'm really willing to change that.
I'm really willing to change that.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Okay. All right. I want to show you. Okay. So I want you to notice your level of pain right now. 0 to 10. What's your level?
About the same.
If I ask you, so the thing that you're wanting to do moving forward, okay, where you're wanting to make money, what is that specifically?
Oh, I make jewelry and I'd like to eventually sell paintings and do energy work.
Okay. So, bingo. So I'm just going to speak directly. Okay. Great. So, I'm wanting to show you. Let me see if I can just show you.
Okay.
Let me see. Bingo. Let's go. Yes. Bingo. Okay. So let's try this. So I want you to see it. This is the thing. So when you said I'm willing to change the way I do it, it wasn't genuine. So it wasn't really, it wasn't like I'm really willing to change. So bingo. Okay. So can you say, if I were to make a great amount of money doing jewelry and paintings, that would be lovely and I could just do that?
If I were to make a great amount of money doing jewelry and paintings, that would be lovely. And what was the last part?
I'd be willing to just do that and not the energy work.
Okay. I'd be willing to do just that and not the energy work.
I'm going to ask you to take that in wholeheartedly. I want you to take that in wholeheartedly, completely. And would you, by the way, if you could make money painting and doing jewelry and all of that, and you were making good money and it was going great and people were loving it and all of that, how would that feel to you?
I would still do energy work for free because it's just kind of how I am.
Okay, and what's your level of pain right now?
Put a one spiking to two.
Yeah, there's bingo. That's what I'm seeing in there. So again, that's why I wanted to just say, okay, I want to be that's going to be vulnerable and wanting to be really transparent. Is if I check the energy work 0 to 10, I get a negative 50. So so it's not it's not the universe doesn't see it as being good.
So it's not that I have an issue with it. The universe says it's not my best path at this point.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So, so would you be willing to let that go?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Oh, good, good. And so again, if I ask you, if you were making a ton of money, doing great, making jewelry and doing all these things with as far as jewelry and painting, and it was very lucrative and abundant, and it was helping others because they love the jewelry and the paintings and all of that. If I ask you to take that in for a moment, what that would feel like, what it would feel like to let go of the energy work and just doing that specifically, the paintings and the jewelry, and how that would feel. How would that feel to you?
Wow. As long as I could do some energy stuff for free just out of love, I would be fine. No, I feel a little twitch when I said that.
There you go. Good awareness. Thank you. There, I love your awareness. You're amazing.
I love my awareness too.
Yeah, you noticed the twitch came back.
Yeah. So
Okay,
I'm
so
resisting.
I want to hug you right now. I love your awareness. You're freaking amazing.
Oh,
So,
thank you.
absolutely, absolutely. And so, could you go into it without? So, notice when you said with the energy work still, how there's a part of you that's holding on to that a
Yeah,
lot.
as far as doing it for a living, yeah.
And so,
I mean, I can't
so.
stop doing it, but I can stop thinking about doing it for a living. I can acclimatize myself to that thought. It's taking a few minutes. Wow.
Okay, and actually, if you notice, I think that it even spiked up when you said, but even if I just still do it just for free to people, I just want to still do it. And that's when it spiked. So, would you be willing to let go of it for now?
Yes. Ooh, little
Great, can
click.
you say that again?
Yes.
Great, so I'm going to ask you to take that in fully. Of letting it go completely and what it would look like to actually make money doing jewelry and paintings and how that would actually feel and how much that would light up your day. And I mean, could you even picture yourself making money and enjoying it and having fun with paintings and how great that would feel?
I can feel into that. I can.
Great. So I'm gonna ask you to feel into that. I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain.
One.
About a one, that's what I have, about a point. Actually, I have about a 0.7, right? But right in there. So notice going in down more, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay, great job with your energy. Great job. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And again, I'm going to ask you to picture what would that look like to. I mean, by the way, how would you feel like painting and making jewelry all day and selling it and making a living off of it and having more and more money? And by the way, how much do people who are spiritual love stones and gems and jewelry and the energy from all of that?
Yeah, I wouldn't stop
And what would
being me and being an energy person. I would just be, the label would be the jewelry person and the painter. It's just a change of
Absolutely.
labels.
Absolutely. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice what that would feel like to really let the energy healing going in that way. And instead, when we're surrounded, when we have great energy around us, jewelry and art, it's all beautiful in helping us to lift our energy in a beautiful way. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what would it look like for you to express your gifts through that?
That would be fun.
Bingo. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Beautiful. Great. I want you to notice your level of pain.
It's hovering between almost gone and a half. It's kind of doing a hovering thing.
Right?
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
So,
So it's
totally. And,
flexible.
Totally. So, bingo. That's what, when I check into it, that's what I get. I get between gone and a point twinge.
Point twins.
I'm gonna ask you to breathe.
Okay.
And I want you to take in the feeling of what it feels like, that everybody's gifts are different and unique. And what if your gift is helping people to lift their energy through art and that whole thing, and that's where your gifts are and can continue to expand.
I've
I'm going to
actually
ask you
been
to breathe.
considering that very thing the last couple of weeks.
Interesting. Interesting. Interesting how universe somehow comes around to speak to us, isn't it now?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you to breathe that in and what it would look like to embody that
Embody. Yeah.
and to be so freaking successful at it. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Good, good, good job with your energy. I'm going to ask you to notice your level of pain.
It feels kind of buzzy, but it's not pain. It's like
Actually,
energy shifting. Does that make sense?
If it feels really actually good.
Yeah.
Even the buzz is like, and what's going on in the buzz? I feel a level six with a flow of energy,
Yeah, I
and then
feel
also
my whole body is warm with a new flow, a lightness.
yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh my
It's really,
goodness.
really, really beautiful. Impressive. I love it. I love it. I love it. And bingo.
It's
It's so good.
Oh.
You're beautiful. It's so good. Oh my God.
It feels
There
like
is
a
this
burden
light
lifted
flowing.
because I've been taking my energy in the wrong direction. I just feel so much lighter.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because there are so many insights from this powerful shift that she just created. And so, wow, I mean, just awesome job with her energy, really impressive. Now, on a healing note, there are so many misconceptions when it comes to healing. I mean, all of the time, I'll see people who are spending 10, 20, 30 years of their lives trying to clear up past traumas and thinking, okay, where's the trauma? Meanwhile, the actual problem that's keeping them stuck or sick or having problems is their intention moving forward, and it's keeping them stuck because it's like the only way they want to move forward is the very problem itself. And so they can never actually move forward in life the way that they're wanting to. And it creates problems on many levels. And I see that all of the time. And so that's something to keep in mind as far as healing goes in general, not just pertaining to wanting to work with energy, but just in general, because I see that all of the time. Okay, so there's that. And, you know, awesome job with her energy. She articulated it so perfectly, where she said, you know, her energy was aligned in the wrong way, and, you know, just letting it go freed her energy up in a beautiful way. And so I love that. And that, of course, doesn't mean that she can't work with energy, of course, in some other way. And when we dive back in, that's what we're going to talk more about, is her stepping into her gifts and her place with energy and what that means and what that looks like. Because all of the time I see people who are wanting to work with energy and they feel like they have to be a quote unquote healer. But that's not the case. You know, if I take Oprah for a moment, I mean, she works with energy, so to speak, and the mind and healing, all of these things in a big way. And yet she's not the healer, so to speak. She doesn't even position herself as being the expert. You know, she can read somebody's book and have them on her show. It's not like she reads somebody's book and then is like, well, I'm just gonna plagiarize all this information and I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm the expert. You know, she doesn't do that. Instead, she's like, hey, so and so, come on my show. And, you know, and she does that where she really then will ask questions and all these things. So, point being is that there are so many different ways to work with energy. And so it's not that she can't, and I want to make that clear because she can in so many ways. And we're going to talk even more about that coming up at the end of this episode. So we'll unpack that even more. Now, I do have to say, I am so thankful for the universe. You know, every message through me, it does so for a reason, but still. I don't like for people to be upset. I love when it's a great message through me. And so I'm so amazed and impressed at how she took this information and really just, I mean, you heard the incredible shift that she embodied from that. And of course, there's more to it in a beautiful way of her stepping into a new vision moving forward and all of that. But I see people all of the time literally have such a grip on wanting to be a healer that they'll literally ruin their health, their lives, their finances. They'll go broke. I've seen people who, you know, it's the energy of like who buy a new house and literally have it molding and falling apart because just the energy of what's going on attracts different things. I mean, I see all kinds of things where people hit, we'll just say, really strong headwinds in life where it feels like everything they're trying to do gets knocked back down, but they're so determined to want to go that route that that things fall apart. And by the way, a lot of times what's happening is a combination of things. I mean, people who have illness or injury, a lot of times they're trying to do energy work and they don't realize that they're actually subconsciously reinforcing illness in other people that they're trying to work with. And so they're actually spreading and reinforcing it. So that's not great. And so that's a problem. Or a lot of people don't realize that it reinforces wounding that they've had. And so that's their drive in wanting to be a healer or an energy worker, is that they're really reinforcing maybe a need to be needed or a feeling of feeling left out and alone. So that's how they feel like they're going to connect, or a feeling of wanting superiority, or a feeling of feeling inferior. And I mean, there's so many different patterns, or even self-sacrifice patterns, there's just so many different ways that it fits in. So a lot of people don't realize that when they step into it, that really ultimately they're trying to feed a pattern, and it's a pattern that's from their sickness or illness that's driving it. And so they don't make that actual shift. And so anyway, it's a lot of times it's been an awkward thing for me to deliver, especially because a lot of times people will see me as being a healer. And the reality of it is when people first started calling me that, I was like, you know, I'm not a healer. Please don't call me that. And now I've just kind of made peace with the name or the label itself. But the reality of it is that everybody is their own healer. You know, what I discovered is mind-blowing. And that's what I love sharing, is what I discovered and empowering people. And, you know, and I have to keep really good integrity around all of it. And that's required of me. And I love that because it feels amazing for my spirit and my soul. But point being is that, you know, people will quote unquote see me as a healer, and then they'll think, oh, well, I'm saying they can't be when I am. And I'm a discoverer. Like, I discovered things and I love sharing what I discovered. And that's what's awesome for me. And, you know, everybody's their own healer. And by the way, that's where we're going, is that when you really heal yourself within, that you open up all kinds of gifts within yourself. And it's unique for every person and it's beautiful. And so that's what we're going to dive back into. And so let's do that. And then I'm going to unpack this all even further regarding money, regarding, you know, lifting yourself and tapping into your gifts and all of that. We're going to go ahead and unpack that even more after this next segment. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Melissa. It feels, honestly, I feel like I can breathe. Burden is lifted was such a great way to explain it. Yeah. I feel like I can breathe your energy now, and I see light. You're just light.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, beautiful job with your energy. Thank you. I have to say, I was expecting that as soon as we started going here, that you were going to have even more resistance to it, but it's like you just were like, okay, well, let me embody this for a moment. And
I did have the resistance, and I just breathed into it, you know, like, I love you too. Let's all get on board with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm impressed. You were like, okay, well, let me go ahead and digest this shift. And I'm impressed. Beautiful. Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Amazing job with your energy. Just really, really awesome. I'm going to ask you to breathe and just take that in for a moment. You're beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful job. Oh, your energy feels so good. I just want to hug you.
Virtual hug.
Bingo. Beautiful, beautiful job. Bingo. Give me 1 second. All right. I'm going to ask you if you'd like to stand up.
Standing up.
Beautiful. And I want you to notice how that feels. And if I ask you to breathe and just for a moment take in the feeling that moving forward, that you can embrace your own expression of spirituality, your own unique gifts, and bring those into the world. And what that feels like, good. Great. I'm going to ask you to picture moving forward, having a great relationship with money. And remember how you were going to get out of that, like the broken sick club. And moving forward into the jewelry and painting and money and abundance and own unique expression of self. And I'm going to ask you to breathe that in. Good. Great job with your energy. Really, really great. I'm going to ask you to breathe that in. Bingo. And I want you to notice the level in your sciatic.
It mostly just feels buzzy. A little twinge, but it's buzzy.
Right. And so I want you to notice normally when you stood up, that's when the pain would come in even more, right? Okay. So beautiful, beautiful. And what you're going to want to do is just embody this even more. But I wanted to show you that even when you stand, that there's that. So the reason being is because I want you to notice, I know that for somebody who has held on to energy work so much, and even when I said, could you let it go? There was a lot of you that was holding on to it. And again, I am so radically impressed that you were like, okay, well, let me just look at that. And I would say, you know, probably also helpful that you've been getting some hints on that as well. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that's been something that's been in your consciousness recently also. So I love that. And I love that awareness and just beautiful and bingo. And I also know that likely it's something that you're going to have to really sit with and be willing to really, really let it go wholeheartedly.
Yes.
But
embody it like so, daily practice.
Yes. And what's really beautiful is this, is that when we lift ourselves, universe expresses through us in a beautiful way. And me going from network engineering to what I'm doing now, it's not like any part of me ever said, hey, I want to do that. That was the last thing on my mind. I don't know if you listened, I think it was like episode number 9, but even when this whole gift thing opened up, I was like, okay, let me not tell people. They're going to think I'm weird. I wasn't ready to tell people. Okay. So my point in saying that is that that I just embodied self and best self, and my gifts lived through me. And that's the truth with all of us, is that as
we totally
lift ourselves, we all have gifts.
Yeah.
And so bingo. And so I think you said it best when you said, it's like, I've been trying to go in the wrong direction and holding on, like a weight has been lifted, and that's exactly it. And so what I'd recommend from this is just continuing to embody this. Listen to this recording over and over.
I will.
Embody it and continue to, bingo, to feel great about money and love money. And then bingo. And then look at what your gifts are as you continue to lift yourself and watch them continue to expand through you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I can't wait to see your jewelry. So, bingo. I love it. I love it. I love it. Again, really, really, really great job with your energy. Make sure to reinforce it. And I'm just, you did amazing. And you're wonderful. You're so wonderful.
Thank you so much for everything, Brandy. Thank you so much. You're beautiful too. Oh my goodness.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you for saying that. And you're beautiful and just beautiful job with your energy. Really impressive. And I love your sense of humor. I love your self-awareness. And also when you just shifted and embodied that shift, just really impressive. Really impressive. And so what I want you to
It
do
was
is of course
fun. That part was fun.
isn't it fun? When you shift energy, it just feels so liberating and opening. And I love it. I love you. You're amazing. You're just beautiful and you're fun. I just love it. And so, just make sure to reinforce and make sure to reinforce also with the money pieces. Just beautiful. Continue to shift those and just get them in. And a beautiful job with your energy. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
Oh, thanks. Lovely to connect with you too. Much love to you and your staff. You've all been great.
Oh, I love that you included them. Thank you for that. That's so sweet. And my heart receives that. And you're beautiful. And I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
All right. So there are several things that I really want to unpack here, even more regarding money and stepping into your gifts and really creating that shift and just so many things. But first and foremost, I just want to acknowledge Melissa. I mean, she is so wonderful and no ego about it. And she had a little bit of resistance come up. But then as soon as she did and she went back into it, the pain came back. It would spiked up real quick. And she was like, oh my God. I see that. So I love her self-awareness and her self-honesty. It's just really impressive. What an incredible being. I have to say, honestly, those are the type of people I love to hang out with, is people who are just real and transparent. And she just could not be more wonderful and her sense of humor. And she even mentioned my team, just really thoughtful. And by the way, my team is so great. You know, if you've ever messaged in before, then likely you've probably connected with Sarah at some point. I mean, she is wonderful. And also, I wanted to manifest somebody to run my tech part, somebody who was doing like the back end and website and all the technology pieces that all come together that make everything work. And funny enough, you know, I needed somebody who was open to the idea of energy, who was really amazing at technology and somebody who cares. And I have to say, I manifested this wonderful woman named Brandy. And so sometimes it gets a little confusing, but she's Brandy with an I, I'm Brandy with a Y, but funny. But either way, I just love that she complimented my team. Just really, really sweet. I agree. They're just wonderful beings who are helping to make a beautiful difference. And I love it. I feel grateful. Also, diving in to the rest of the pieces as far as the money piece itself. So, we've got a lot of pieces to bring together. As far as the money piece, I'm telling you, all of the time, I see people make amazing shifts. And when they do that, they create real, tangible results. And so when you're listening to this, you know, if you're listening to this episode, really take in the shifts that resonate with you. You want to really embody them. So there's that piece right there. Also, with the money piece, and this is really insightful, is it, you know, if you think back, she had this feeling of guilt towards money that wouldn't budge. And yes, it was towards her younger self. But what happens is then the pattern can continue, and then it kind of leads you on a journey of doing things that reflect in the mind and show up that way. Meaning that, I guess the best way to really simplify it and illustrate it would be to say, you know, if I went to go play a piano and I felt like as I'm going to play a piano that I feel really guilty about it, well, that doesn't make sense. But let's say that I'm going to be breaking into somebody's house and learning how to play the piano. Then you can see why guilt would be showing up. Now, obviously, her working with energy isn't breaking into somebody's house or doing anything wrong per se, but not aligned with helping people the way that universe is wanting and different things like that. Because there's so much more going on with the mind than people realize. And unfortunately, we're in a time, as I mentioned previously, I mean, I see people's lives fall apart because they're so attached to it. And when you're with working with energy, it's got to be all super clean, pure on so many levels, in your energy, in everybody's energy, in integrity, in so many things. Or what people don't realize is so many things fall apart. And I see that all the time as well. So anyway, there's that. But something bigger to keep in mind is this, is that when you want to open up the gifts that are coming through you, you know, we're all here for a different reason. We all have unique backgrounds, unique gifts, unique purpose, all of that. We all have that. And our purposes change. It's not like we have one purpose and that's it for life. You know, my previous job doing network engineering and operations, I did troubleshooting, like troubleshooting networks. And I doubt that I could do what I do now without having such a strong skill set in network engineering, which probably makes no sense to a lot of people. But basically, in network engineering and operations, I really understood how to work with the network and troubleshoot it. And that helped me exponentially with helping to understand the network and the nervous system and energy of the physical body and how to troubleshoot that. And so basically that skill was really important. And so point being is that when I was doing that, it was on purpose for me. You know, everybody has multiple purposes. And when I was doing network engineering operations, I was helping to bring technology and telecommunications to life. So it was helpful for the world in supporting our change in telecommunications. And it was also important for me in becoming who I am today and what I do today. And so whatever it is that you're doing right now, you want to show up and be all you can be in it. I mean, at network engineering operations, I was incredible at it, really, really good, excelled at it. And that was really helpful for what I do today. And of course, everybody is different, but all of our roles are constantly evolving, if you will. And so maybe your role is birthing something new in life or supporting technology or in energy somehow, or, you know, it could be in a million different ways, in jewelry and painting and like Oprah. I mean, there's so many different things. Or maybe you discover something in some area and you're helping birth that, or technology or whatever that is. You know, everyone is different. I've actually helped so many people who were stuck, like Melissa, thinking that they needed to do something with energy, so to speak. And I helped them to really actually tap into what their soul wanted to bring forth. And they felt more alive than ever. And of course, making more money because they weren't sabotaging their money energy and life force energy and all of that. So making more money and, you know, it stopped crashing their health or all kinds of things, because they were tapping into their unique energy with them. And so it depends on what it is for you. And, you know, of course, if this applies to you, you know, if, as you can see by this unfoldment, the universe has asked me to deliver this message through this way with Melissa. And so here we are, and you'll want to take what applies to you and use it. And so the biggest part here that really kind of applies to everybody is that everybody has purpose or purposes, and the way to open up gifts is really to lift yourself, to lift yourself, to clear your own energy, and to allow yourself to become your unique self, you know. And one way to really illustrate that is, you know, if you think about the, like a mountain, and you think on the other side of the mountain is like a valley of opportunity. And a lot of people are looking around in life, and they're trying to see the valley of opportunity. Where is all the opportunity? And they can't necessarily see it. But if you lift yourself, so if you climb, if you lift yourself and you lift and lift and lift, it's easy to see over that mountain into the valley of opportunity. And so the biggest thing you want to take from that is the importance of lifting yourself, you know, really mastering your own energy and your mindset. Because, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I just want to work in energy. But you want to remember that everything is energy. Everything is a manifestation. Buying a house is an energy and a manifesting of, you know, so if somebody's in real estate, they are working with energy because everything is energy. And they're also helping with the process of manifesting. You know, somebody's manifesting a house into their life. And so really everything is energy. So either way, the importance is really mastering your mind, your emotions, your energy for you. And that's exactly what I did. I didn't do it for anybody else. I did it because I wanted to get my life back. And it really changed every area of my life in the biggest way. And of course, that's what I want for you. And so that said, guys, it has been a pleasure connecting with you. And I look forward to taking it to the next level on the next episode. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.